Welcome to Inspired Moments with Pastor Bayo Adeyemi, Senior Pastor of House of Inspiration, a time of truth and reflection.
The battle belongs to the Lord. I read 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Succoth, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Succoth and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and the children of Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. In life, there is always that valley. It's not a nice place. It's a place of battle. And some people, you've often hear people say, oh, I'm in the valley of my life. No. It's not the valley of your life. It's the place of battle. And it's always a valley. The mountain is the place of safety, where you can see your enemy. But the valley is where you go in to fight. So there is that place in which the enemy has access to the place, you will have access to the place, and it's the battleground. Let's read further from verse 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man of you for you, and let him come down to me. If he able to fight me and kill me, then will we be your servant. But if I prevail against you and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. This battle of life, there will always be a giant, something, someone, somewhere that is there trying to make life difficult. But I just want to say this to you. He said, choose me a man that we can fight. And I pray that in this ministry, you will be fighters. As you fight, the battle belongs to the Lord. But guess what? As you fight, God will hand over the battle to you. If you can't fight, you know, he said, if we kill the person, if I kill the person, then you will be our servants. When the enemy overcomes you in any situations of life, you are ruled by the enemy. He rules your finances. He gives bad health. He destroys employment. But I want you to know that in this year that you're about to move into, victory will be yours continually. In the name of Jesus. So we've seen there was a situation, a very serious situation. There is this giant, 6 cubits and a span. When you measure it, Goliath is 10 and a half feet tall. A man 10 and a half feet tall. standing in front of you. And it's not like, you know, a feeble man. He's a warrior. A killing machine. Muscles everywhere. That his armor, people have to carry it for him. He's been a warrior from his youth. A killer. And therefore, he stood before the children of Israel and he defies the armies of Israel. He swore at them. He says horrible things about the God of Israel. Is there anyone saying horrible things about you? Are there situations that is like they're laughing at you? They're laughing at your face. Guess what? The year you're about to move in, you will have victory continually in the name of Jesus. And so while all this was going on, let me reflect this in Mark chapter 4 from verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat the ship so that it was full, and he was in the hither part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Remember, while Goliath was raining accusations, saying horrible things concerning the armies of Israel, he's not saying it to the people, he's saying it to God. He said, I defy the armies of Israel. What? You are defying the armies of the living God. While the storm was coming and the water was getting into the ship and the disciples were afraid, they woke him up. Master, carest thou not that we perish? The ship is about to sink. And he was sleeping. The master was sleeping. God was watching Goliath. But he left him. I'm going to be glorified in this situation. And in that thing, that job, the health, and the things that, you know, the nightmare, and in situations where it looks as if nothing works for you. You've tried and tried. Nothing works for you. I'm telling you. You see this coming year. God is going to be glorified in that situation. In the name of Jesus. And so I move to 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 27. The anointed David and the rebuke of Eliab. Anointed David and the rebuke of Eliab. I read 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 27. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I done? Is there not a curse? Why are you having a go at me? Have I done anything that deserves this? There are people like that who you are never good enough. You are never good enough in their sight. Let me rephrase it. In where I come from, you are never African enough. You are never good enough. So they beat you down. They tell you to shut up. They tell you are not good enough. They tell you are not spiritual enough. David was like that. All he had ever done was to take care of his father's sheep. But he was anointed of the Lord. Do you know, before this time, Samuel had anointed him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. I want you to know, you belong to this ministry. The power of God is upon your life. I say it again. You belong to this place. The glory of God surrounds you. And that's why you just need to look back and check the history of the ministry. You belong to this place. The power of God is upon your life. And people like Eliab, you will meet them. I meet them a lot. They say horrible things to my face. But you know what? None of them can stop me from doing what God has commissioned me to do. None of them can stop me from doing what God has set before me. No matter what they do or the amount of gun, amount of bullets they shoot towards me, it bounces back. And some of them will see that, you know, they've done whatever they want to do. The following day, they still see me. Guess what? When God is with you, when God has called you, when God has sent you, an Eliab cannot touch you. No matter the amount of rebuke, I don't want you to put your faith down and to feel sad. Leave them alone. Continue with the job. So, because many have been discouraged. It can even be a member of your family. It doesn't matter. Many have been discouraged. I want to say this to you. Lift up your head. Continue with that thing. Continue in that thing that God has said before you. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Continue. Because if not, you will start going sad. Then heaviness will kick in. And even the things of God, you will not have pleasure in it anymore. I want you to know that an Eliab cannot stop you from doing the things of God, even if they are members of your family. They call you names. It doesn't matter. If you can see Jesus, you can get up. And if you can get up, you can do what God has said before you. And so, like the disciples, they woke him up. Master, carest thou not that we perish? 1 Samuel chapter 17, I read from verse 36. I want to now talk on the king's order. The king's order from verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that had delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And I want to say this to you. When I give you an instruction, your pastor, if you don't come to this church, your pastor is like a Saul. This was Saul before he became a terrible man. He said, go, and the Lord be with thee. He heard his declaration. He said, a lion came, I slew the lion. A bear came, I killed the bear. The same way I killed the lion and I killed the bear, I will kill this uncircumcised Philistine. That is faith. He saw him and saw the faith of God pumped in him. You will say today, they will say, oh, he's a horrible man. He sent a David to go and meet a Goliath, knowing that the Goliath is going to kill him. No, he saw the things of God in him. He saw the glory of the Lord upon David. Remember, he could have been a selfish man and said no. Because before that time, David was already in the king's palace, going there to play. Because every now and then, Saul goes funny. You know what I mean? He goes a little bit funny. And so they will play music. And it calms him down. Who plays the music? It was David. And he could have said, no. Don't waste this man. He plays music for me. He said, go! The Lord is with you, David. Go ahead. Go and finish him. I send you as the king of Israel. And I'm saying this. You see, your pastor will tell you, go and do that thing. Go in this thy might, for God is with you. And this year, we're going to conquer territories. We're going to overcome every plan of the devil. We're going to break down every stronghold of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. It's the king's order. Remember the story of Anna in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. Anna said unto him, no, my Lord. That's 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 15. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast asked of him. You see, people that talk anyhow of their pastor is because they lack spiritual understanding. No matter what you think of that man, he carries authority at that time. Look at Eli. You and I, we've read about Eli. He wasn't really the best leader at that time, but he was the priest of Israel. And when he saw Anna, and Anna now said, "This is my complaint. This is what I'm going through." And he declared, "Go in peace. The God of Israel, Yahweh, the God of Israel that delivered us from the plans of the devil, grant you your request." And I say today, as you move into the new year, and as you begin to ask, as you seek the Lord, everything that you ask, you will go in peace, and the God of heaven will grant you your petition. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. Don't ever forget that. I often say to the leaders, I say to the pastors, you must learn to fight. You have to learn to fight. Because when I fight, when I go into battle, I know the battle belongs to God. If you know how to fight spiritually, if you're strengthened spiritually, and you go into battle, and it's in your head that the battle belongs to the Lord, you know you're going to win. You don't understand where I'm going. Let me say it to you again. I sleep peacefully at night. I sleep sound. Because I know that this job that God has committed unto my hands, we are planning towards next year. We are planning towards the next year. We're planning towards the next year. He's telling me of things. I know the devil has no part in it. Therefore, when he sends me into battle, I train myself very well because I know I am going to win. I want you to have that mentality. Don't be afraid of anyone. Don't be afraid of him that wants to come through your door without opening the door. Don't be afraid of him that flies at night without wings. Don't be afraid of them. They are nothing. When God is with you and you charge into battle, the battle belongs to the Lord. And what we're reading in 1 Samuel chapter 17 is for people to understand that it is not the David, it is the Lord. Because it's little David. It is not the Goliath. It is the Lord. Don't see him. Don't see the 10-footer. Don't see the mountain. It is what the devil used to hold us down. You will agree with me that when you're going through a situation, it's like your mind is wrapped in it continually. And the devil uses it. At times he brings fear. If, for instance, whenever you sleep at night and you close your eyes and that monster comes, and so you want to put on the light. They say, "Oh, switch it off." And he say, "Oh, don't worry. I just like the light on." The monster wants to, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. But if you now begin to channel your thoughts that, wait a minute, the battle belongs to the Lord, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that he maketh manifest his glory, his power in me, in every place, I will begin to demonstrate that I'm a child of God. So when people say, "Oh, this is what's going to happen," you will say, "Not for me." And I want you to have this in mind. What is popular in the world, check it very well, is always anti-God. Whenever people move, they sway to the left and they all say things, think very well, it's not of God. 1 Samuel 17, I read from verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, "You will say to your enemies," praise the Lord, "thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowl of the air, unto the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Praise the Lord. It's a declaration. This young man was saying, oh, David, Goliath, I know you are massive. You come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. And I make no apologies for people that don't like me and say, oh, you know, you are doing this or you are doing that. The Lord rebuke you. I stand and declare today that God has chosen this place and He placed me here, and I will declare the word of the Lord. I want you all to be a part of the blessing. I want you all, if you don't belong here, join us here and begin to understand the battles of life. You will see that. Stay here for 3 months. 3 months. And compare the first day. Make sure you note the first day. Note everything. And I give you 3 months. If it doesn't change, go elsewhere. I'm saying it to you again. If it doesn't change, if the job is still the same, if the health is still the same, if the affliction is still the same, if the problem is still the same, if the sadness is still the same, go elsewhere. But if you belong here, I'm telling you, you will say to the problem, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. This day, today, He will give me everything you've stolen from me. To David, He said, He will give me your head. I will give your body, the carcasses, to the fowl of the air, so that everyone on earth, we know that there's a God in Israel. Everyone that is challenging you. Any witch, the Lord rebuke you. Anyone that is messing up your family and you are afraid, don't be afraid anymore. You will face them and say, the Lord is with me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. When you choose to afflict me, oh, I send it back to sender. I remember some people, you know, things were getting really bad, and they decide to go to a particular place. And over the years, they know that this is, when they go, horrible things will be said, and they can't reply because, you know, they have to be nice. They have to be nice. So on this particular day, and the person, you know, was shooting as well, was sending horrible things right in her presence. They said, back to sender. You hear what I said? In her presence. And she fled up. Ah! Say it again. Back to sender. We are no more going to be your slave. I am no more a servant, and I'm no more a slave to you. She said it. Back to sender. Do not rebuke you, Satan. You will stand your ground and you will have victory. Can I say this? You know, at times, some people, they want to make things right. It is not everything that is that you are sinful or you are bad. It can be a demonic force holding you down. I'm telling you. It can be demonic where you want to choose to do the right thing, and it's like it's just slipping away, and it's always slipping away. So after 2 years, after 3 years, after 5 years in employment, you have nothing to show for it. Serious. I have seen it. I know how it's done. It's spiritual. That no matter what that person does, no, if you don't seek God, or if you don't seek spiritual deliverance, no matter what that person does, after 5 years, after 7 years, if you go and meet the person is as good as the first day that he started the employment. There's nothing. And he will bring in things. And so as he gathers together, they take it. Like the Midianites, when they attacked Israel, Israel was so much in poverty that Israel will sow. And at the time of harvest, the Midianites will come and take everything. It's spiritual. But the battle belongs to the Lord. And so you are about to move into a new year. And I declare to you that the year that is ahead of us, it is our year of victory. 2018, as we said, 2017 is the year of life. 2018 is the year of victory. In the name of Jesus, as you move into battles and as you fight, you will overcome, you will be victorious in the name of Jesus. So I end with this. 1 Samuel chapter 17, I read from verse 51. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. I want to say this to you. Don't spare your enemies. Don't spare your enemies. As you begin to have victory, don't get excited. You join us here, you'll have the first victory. And you have another victory. Those are little, little ones. Don't let it get to your head. Calm down. God is, you know, equipping you so that you can launch deep into the enemy's territory. So what did David do? When the stone sank into his forehead and he fell, his head was still there. And do you remember what he said? He will give me your... He remembered. And he stood on him. When he stood on him, he had no sword. David had no sword. He took the sword of the enemy. It was Goliath's sword that cut off Goliath's head. Every plan of your enemy, back to sender. Amen. The very evil that they want for you, let it happen to them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we're going to pray now. But I want to read a place to you. Often people say that Jesus doesn't pray that kind of a prayer, the brimstone and fire prayer that slay them. I will read this and then we'll pray. Luke chapter 19 from verse 26. I want you all to open. Luke chapter 19 from verse 26. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, which will not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. Do you know what he's saying there? I came as a lamb, and I know that I'm going to be offered up. But there is always my judgment. Those that will not allow me to reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me, all your enemies. Those who say you will not prosper, God will destroy them before you. If only you can know the hearts of men.
To hear more from Pastor Bayo, tune in same time to the London Christian Radio Daily or visit houseofinspiration.co.uk.